Hey, so I brought the movie like you asked, but I wasn't able to grab all the snacks. I kind of didn't have enough hands, so I figured if we really wanted the snacks, we could both go and get. Oh my gosh, you're upset. Are you okay? Hey, no. It's obviously not nothing. You're upset. You can talk to me if you want. Hey, no. It's not stupid. Whatever it is, it's important to you. At least enough to make you upset. Hey. Whatever it is, I'm here for you, okay? No judgment, no shame, nothing. Just me being here for you. 'Cause you're cool and awesome and important to me. Yes, I promise. No judgment, nothing. I just want to be here for you. Yeah, okay, I'll listen. Whenever you're ready. Come on. You have to know that that's not true. You are spectacular. You're awesome. You are amazing. And you are smart. And you have so many talents. And you are kind. And you are funny. And honestly, I could go on. Don't ever talk about yourself like that because you are not any of those things. Sure, you may have days that are definitely better than others, and you may have days where it's just not your day, but that doesn't make you any less of a person or any less of a human who experiences feelings. So be a little nicer to yourself. You're a human and you're trying in this world just like the rest of us, and you wouldn't get down on anybody else for being down on their luck, so don't get down on yourself. What advice would you give someone else? Here, I'll help you. You would probably tell someone in your shoes that it's okay to fall. It really is. You can't appreciate soaring unless you've fallen. You do so much, like, so much. You balance a lot on your plate all the time, and you do it with a smile on your face. That is not an easy thing to do, and you do it every day. Mind blown, like literally blown. If I could be a quarter of the amount of kind and smart and resourceful and funny you are, then I don't know, but I think I would literally be bewildered. It's truly amazing how just Your existence is important. The fact that I get to exist on this earth at the same time as you, I consider myself lucky. Like, we're floating around on this rock for hundreds of years. And out of all of those hundreds of years, I get lucky enough to end up in the same time as you. And we're roommates and... It's just crazy, all of the things that had to align to bring us here. It's crazy if you think about it. But my point is, I could have ended up with any rando across the hall from me, but I ended up with you across the hall from me. And since then, my life has been nothing but better. I know I must seem like a broken record, but truly, your kindness has truly changed my life. And I've never been happier because you're always constantly making me laugh, and that has truly improved my life so much. And you make me feel so secure because, you know, I know if I need you, I can depend on you and you'll be there. And just knowing that has just changed my life in the best way. If I lost you right now, genuinely, it would be such a loss. It almost sounds like I'm in love with you. That's so funny. I mean, where would you get that idea? Does it? Do I? Oh. I mean, I think you're spectacular. Could I see myself dating you? Psh, never. You're like super out of my league. You're gonna end up with like a perfect Rachel or, you know, Sarah. And you deserve that perfectness. You know, you're gonna be with someone your level. Not someone like me. Which is fine. Oh my gosh. I wasn't saying anything like that. Totally, totally fine. Nothing wrong with you ending up with somebody else. But, what was I even saying? How I'm not in love with you, right? I can't say that. I think it would be lying. I mean, you really are so spectacular. I know, I keep saying that. I promise there's a point I'm trying to make. You are so spectacular that any girl would be so lucky to have you. Whether that is, you know, the Rachel or Sarah I have pictured in my head or someone completely different. I'm sure you will pick, or I guess I should say, end up with someone who you really love. And that's all that matters, right? At the end of the day, that's all that matters. Okay, I actually... You know how I was talking about all that stuff about, like, wow, it's so crazy, like, out of everyone in the world.
You ended up here.
I brought that up because I think about that a lot. I mean, this whole world. And just, I got lucky because somehow the person who understands me better than I understand myself, and someone who makes me laugh harder than I've ever laughed, and knows what I need before I even need it, and just quite literally completes me. And I just stumbled upon you while looking for a roommate. It almost seems, or it's always kind of seemed, too good to be true. So I've always kind of just been waiting for, I guess the other shoe to drop or your red flags to appear, but they never have, now that I think about it. And so I never really said anything because I was afraid that, I don't know, there would have been something I hadn't seen yet. But at this point, I've known you, and you've known me. And it almost seems like, I feel like I owe it to you to say this. I don't just think you're spectacular and amazing and smart and kind as my roommate. I think you're all of those things and more. Because I am in love with you. And I think I've been in love with you since you walked through that front door. But I have never wanted to get something so right that it's taken me this long to tell you. You know what I mean? I was just so afraid of doing something wrong or jumping the gun that I waited so long, and now I don't even know what I'm saying. I'm talking too much, and I don't even know if I've even made any sense. But the biggest point I'm trying to make is that I am in love with you. Fully. You feel the same? Oh, thank God. I was also nervous to say anything because what if you didn't feel the same? And then, that's so awkward. I don't know how to handle rejection. It's like, cool, totally valid of you, but like, now what do I. That's one good way to shut me up. Wow. I've only pictured doing that, and it's a lot better than I imagined. So I take it this means we're a couple now? Good.